Blog Talk Radio.
Your brother Elohim, you're just into our national anthem. The age of freedom has come, but until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. Okay, naturally, we start our shows out each week, each day. We're gonna start our show talking about love, not a lot, just a little bit, and one day we'll do a whole show based on love. How to love each other, how to get each other in a position where we can make each other happy. Well, the whole thing is you can't really make a person happy. That's all we need to talk about very bad. Either a person happy or they're not, you know? I mean, you can't look for somebody to make you happy, you know? You just have to look for somebody that don't make you miserable. You know what I'm saying? But your happiness has to come from within. So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. We're going to talk about happiness. What actually makes you happy, you know? Let's think about that for a minute. Everybody has different things that they like, different things that they like to do, different places they like to go, different foods they like to eat, you know, based on your family and how they raise you in reference to the particular culture that you're living in. So happiness is a very interesting concept. It's a very interesting thought. Because the things that make you happy today might not make you happy tomorrow, you know? So your happiness has to come from you, okay? If you're happy with yourself and the person that you are with are happy with themselves, then you shouldn't have too much of a problem. But if they're not happy and you're happy, it's going to create a problem because they're looking for you to make them happy, and you can't make them happy. You know, it's hard to work that out, but that's a very interesting key that I want to point out to everybody, that you have to make yourself happy, you know, and they say that success makes people happy, but it don't. You have a lot of successful people out there that are miserable as I don't know what. You know, one of the reasons is because they don't know who they are, and they don't know what love is. See, that's another problem. If you knew what love is, then it wouldn't be too hard to make yourself happy. Okay, love is the act to make others feel good. Before I get into the talk, I'm going to open up with our daily assertion. You know, it's this is what we do. We do this 10 times every morning to start our day off with. This is the Toronto Church of Christ and Allah. Those that are one with Source Energy, this is what we do. We say, as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Through one God, love is an act that makes others feel good. Do one God, one aim, one destiny, okay? we're going to talk about that one God one day, okay? we just about talked about love here. We're going to talk about love for a couple more minutes. Love is an act that makes others feel good. And love is an act that makes you feel good. You have to commit acts to make you feel good. And when you're around other people, the acts that you're committing is to make them feel good. You know what I'm saying? And the acts that they commit is to make you feel good. And if we reciprocate that back and forth, we will have a real feel good day. Okay? And that's basically what's going on. So we have to realize what's happening, realize what we're doing, and try to work from a position of love when you're dealing with people, you know? That's not easy, you know, because, like I said, different people use different mechanisms to make themselves happy. And that's part of the problem. Most people don't know what they want and what really makes them happy. And that's a very difficult thing to deal with, you know. Happiness, you know, what makes a person actually happy? I mean, that's something to think about. When you get into a relationship, you're not supposed to be there to make the other person happy. Oh, wait a minute, you didn't just say that. That's what I said. Now, you can do things and make them feel good, but the happiness comes from within them. They have to be happy on their own because they have to find out the things that they enjoy, the things they like, the things that make them happy, you know? So if you run around trying to make somebody happy, you got a real hard job on your hands, especially if they're miserable. You got some miserable, grumpy people out here when you meet them, You know, I mean, you can do little things once you learn. You can do little things to make them feel good, you know, like, you know, what kind of food they eat, you know, what kind of shows they like and all that kind of stuff. So you can vibe with them like that, you know. But to make a person happy, that's tricky. And if you get into a relationship thinking that that person's going to make you happy, oh, boy, you don't get into a relationship for somebody to make you happy. If you bring happiness to the relationship, and they're supposed to bring happiness to the relationship. So when you're dealing with somebody, you see how happy they are when you meet them. If they're not happy when you meet them, you got a lot of talking to do before you hook up. You know what I'm saying? You have to talk to them in a manner that they can realize that they are a miserable son of a gun. And they need to find ways to enjoy life, to enjoy surroundings, you know. One of the biggest problems with being happy is that miserable people don't appreciate the beauty that's around them every day. They don't appreciate the little things you do for them, the little things you help them out with. They just can't seem to see it. And all they see is the miserable things that they create for themselves, bring it into the relationship, you know, into the friendship or whatever it is. And that's what creates the unhappiness. Well, people have to make themselves happy. And if you can get that message to them, if they're not happy, it's something that they're doing. It's nothing to do with what you're doing. Now, if you're not doing things to make them feel good, you can make them miserable. You know, you can make them not feel good about the relationship or your friends or whatever. But happiness, that's something to think about. We're going to do a whole hour on happiness one day. Right now, we're going to talk about that virus. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about that virus. The coronavirus is out there, all right? Now, they've been giving out so many misconceptions about the doggone thing that it's driving me crazy. When I be talking to different people about the virus, and it literally drives me crazy about all the misinformation that they're giving out. You can wash your hands 1,000 times a day. You can't wash the coronavirus off your hands. I tell everybody, as soon as I look, keep them little surgical gloves on. If you don't have surgical gloves, wear some type of gloves. You know what I mean? You might not be able to get the mask, but most of the coronaviruses, you can get it through talking and breathing to one another, but most people are getting it from touching stuff, you know? Wear your gloves and keep your gloves on. You got the surgical gloves on your outside. If you got to wash your hands while you're outside, don't take the gloves off. Wash your hands with the gloves on so that you won't give it to other people. See what I'm saying? So if you got the surgical gloves and you wash your hands with the gloves on, you won't pass it along. But you're not going to get it because you got the gloves on. And if you're innocent, when you're out shopping and all that, you got time to run to the bathroom every 5 minutes every time you touch something to wash your hands. And listen, this is so important. You can't wash the coronavirus off your hands. It don't work that day. It gets into your pores, right into your bloodstream. How are you going to wash it off? You know, telling people to wash their hands 200 times a day with the sanitizer and all that. I mean, it helps on certain bacteria. That's all I'm saying. Now it can keep you from getting a bacterial infection washing your hands a lot. But that virus is mean, you know. You know, that's what I'm saying. So they're giving a lot of misinformation about the coronavirus, okay? Now, hold on one second. Because I'm a little loose here, you know. Now, the first question that I'm supposed to be asking is, what can we do to survive the virus, you know? If you have any comments or anything you want to say about it, just press 1, and then we'll open up your mic, and then we can chit-chat back and forth about the coronavirus. Or if you just want to listen to what we're saying, that's fine, too, okay? But the first misinformation, all right, is that it gets in your nose and don't go down into your lungs. Your nose hair acts as a filter. but it can't filter out the coronavirus. Now, some of the virus hangs in your nose once you breathe in, but it goes into your lungs, okay? And the more mucus you have in your system, the more susceptible you are to catch it, all right? They have different episodes on Dr. Fabian about that mucus. So if during this time, we should be on at least a mucus lean diet. You don't have to give up all your mucus, but cut back on your mucus. Cut back on the bread. Cut back on the sugar. Cut back on the milk. Cut back on the foods that are binders, like your beans and your rice. Cut back on those things. You don't have to give them up, but cut back on them to keep the mucus from building up in your system, okay? And that will help you weather the storm of this coronavirus. Now, when you go outside, this is what you need to do. You really need to act like everybody's got it, and you have it too. And you don't want to get near nobody to give it to them, and you don't want nobody to get near you to give it to you, okay? You have to do what the Japanese do and just start bowing to people. Not worry about hugging and shaking hands and all that. That's not what's happening, all right? If you're going to survive this virus, you have to be smart about it. The most important thing, I'm going to be saying this over and over and over through the whole hour. Don't think you can wash the virus off your hands. You can't. Put them surgical gloves on when you go outside and don't take them off, okay? Now, if you're touching stuff, wash your hands with the gloves on. So you're washing the virus off the gloves so that you don't pass it on to nobody else. But you're not going to get it if you keep those gloves on, okay? Now, the masks are important. Well, the molecule of the virus is small because it's airborne. So every mask is not going to protect you from the airborne virus because the molecules are too big, all right? So you're going to have to really do some research on the type of mask that you're going to get. Now, if you're going to have to, if you don't have a mask, all right, the most dense material that I can think of is silk, all right? So you can cover your face with silk if you have silk around. Silk is pretty dense, but that's not going to actually stop the virus because as long as you're breathing, you know. Now, this is somebody on the line know a little bit more than me. Is the airborne molecule or the virus smaller than the air molecule? If it's smaller than the air molecule, there's nothing that you can wear unless you have a specially designed filter, okay, to wear, because if the virus molecule is smaller than the air molecule, there's nothing you can wear to stop it if you want to breathe. And so now somebody need to do the research. I think you got a hand up. Maybe somebody knows a bit more than me, but I'm just going over things that you need to do to survive the virus. I'm clicking on them, but nothing's happening. Okay, there we go. 1927, you have a comment or something to say about surviving the virus?
Oh, it's Brother Elohim. Good evening, sir. This is Brother Mac of Legacy of a Nation. My understanding regarding the mask is that it's not to protect you from the virus, but rather to protect anybody that you may talk to or sneeze around, because as you mentioned, the virus is airborne, and as you talk, cough, sneeze, it's coming out of your mouth and nose, and so you wear the mask so that you sort of keep it to yourself if you have it. It's more to protect your neighbor than it is to protect yourself. Whereon I agree with you with the gloves. However, the gloves protect you, and the virus is not going to come through the gloves. However, It is important to wash your hands after you take the gloves off, because in the process of taking the gloves off, you may contaminate your hands while taking the gloves off. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm open to your suggestion or comment.
Well, I agree that once you take the gloves off, you should wash your hands. But now, what I do when I come in, because I haven't been out of the house in 3 weeks, but when I did go out with the gloves, when I came back in, I took one glove off. And you know the clothespin that you use to go on your lines when you put your clothes up? I used one of those to take the other glove off. So I never actually touched the glove. Because I don't think you can wash the coronavirus off. You know what I'm saying? So if you can, whenever you go outside or touch anything from outside, don't take those gloves off. And when you come in the house, don't touch the gloves with your hands. Then wash your hands, be on the safe side, before you start dealing around the house. So because you can't wash the coronavirus off once you touch it. Now, if you... Now, here's another thing that they're not telling people. If you have a washer and dryer in your house, when you come in a house, take those clothes off because it gets in your clothes. So you take your clothes off. If you don't have a washer and dryer, put your clothes in a paper bag. Not a paper bag, a plastic bag. And until you get to a chance where you can wash your clothes. Now, all of those who are online, if you want to participate in the conversation, if you have something to say about the virus or whatever, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial, and they'll let me know that you have a comment or you want to say something, and I open up your mic. Now, we don't mention your name. We just go by the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? Now, right now I'm talking to 1927. You don't mind me mentioning his name. This is Brother Mac from Legacy of the Nation. So, so I'm talking to 1927 right now. So if I don't get you right away, because I have to scroll down because there's so many callers on, I have to scroll down a little bit to get to your hand. So, but I will get to you. Okay. So back to surviving the virus. When you come in the house, if you don't have a wash and dry, take those clothes off. Change your clothes, and put the clothes in a plastic bag until you get a chance to wash them. Now, not only wash your hands, all right, wash your face as well. Now, in the Muslims, when we take our ablution, we have a way of rinsing out through our nose. Okay, you can rinse water out through your nose, or rinse some of the nose hairs off that are filtering some of the virus and stuff. Okay, now there's a lot of misinformation out there that's going on, especially coming from another one misleading person, Mr. Trump. When you breathe in the virus goes into your lungs. It doesn't stop at your nose, but they're telling people it goes into your lungs. Okay, now once you get the virus, your immune system automatically kicks in and starts to protect you from the virus. Now, what's killing people is that they're getting reinfected before they give themselves a chance for the immune system to build up to protect them from the virus. So whenever, if you're planning on going outside to do anything, plan to go outside once every other week. Don't try to go outside every day. Because every time you go out, consider yourself getting that virus. And the virus has a week to 10 days incubation period. I don't know if I use that word incubation, but that virus, your immune system, it takes 7 to 10 days for your immune system to start building up the antibodies to fight the virus. So you don't want to get reinfected and reinfected and reinfected to the point that your immune system can't help you. And that's what's going on right now. Like I said, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, just press 1 and let me know that you have a comment and that you have some experience with the coronavirus. We don't know everything about the virus. We just talk about our experience and what we do know, okay? So, okay, we got another hand up. when you put your hand up, I'm going to come to you right away because I think you want to talk right then. So, 8638, okay, your mic is open. Do you have a comment or something you want to say?
I agree with everything I'm hearing. I don't know that I haven't heard anything differently, anything new. Everything you're saying is on point. Washing of the hands, mm-hmm. even washing the clothes and washing your face, and but it's almost, yeah, it's almost, it's really incredible to have to wash the clothes, wash your hands, and take the gloves off a certain way, and then, you know, it's just, I have to take a shower every time I come in the house as well. And it's incredible. I'd like to just explore about the virus, things that we're hearing about how it's affecting African Americans and people of African descent, that we're dying at greater numbers, at greater rates than everyone else. Can I interject that, or?
Yeah. Come on, I have a comment about that as well. So after you get done, I'll make a comment about that as well. I do want to talk about that. Yeah, come on. What are you saying?
Well, when I studied the lectures of people such as the Bill Gates of the world and others who prophesied, who predicted this thing in 2008, 2015, the last lecture. I can't help wonder, knowing the history of this country and our relationship to the former colonial masters on the continent of Africa and those who have been the rulers here in this country. I think about eugenics in North Carolina. I think about autism and what was done. All of the atrocities, all of these things. I can't help but wonder about the connection between this virus, its origin, and now I'm hearing 5G. There's a lot going on, but at the end of the day, the discussions that were had, if you go back to TED Talks and other discussions from Mr. Gates and others, they talked about this virus 5 and 8 years ago. They had the name of it, everything. Talked about the damage that it would cause, the deaths, the number of deaths, the impact of it on the continent. All that can be viewed on TED Talk on multiple occasions. So I'm concerned. I'm concerned that this was no happenstance. And the great Dr. Sabe has always taught us, he said, look, anything that has a patent is man-made. And so I'm not a scientist. But I can't help but think and study and wonder about the origin of this thing, the purpose of it, and then, of course, the giving away of trillions of dollars, just giving it away, how they structured this thing, everybody losing their jobs, businesses shutting down. It has a smell of control and wanting to lead the country in a direction where they are the supreme rulers. So it, a number of things come to mind, both spiritual, spiritual, intellectual. Our sojourn in America suggested it's wise to think along these lines. I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
They're in a position to take advantage of every situation, you know, and they take advantage to their advantage. Now, as far as blacks dying at a faster rate than whites, that's misinformation. Here's what they do. They take a city, the first city they talked about, one-third of the population was black in that particular city. And I'll just use a smaller number so that you can get a better understanding of what I'm saying. If I have 10 people in my community and you have 100 in your community, if 5 of my people die, that's 50%. And 20 of your people die, 3 times the rate that mine are dying, that's only 20%. So they're promoted as if blacks are dying at an unproportional rate to whites, when more white people are dying from the virus than blacks. They use the same type of mindset, percentage-wise, when they talk about food stamps and everything else. Like we have a higher percentage of blacks on food stamps. Yes, but more whites are on food stamps than we are because they have greater numbers. So they use the percentage thing to play into what the guys like Donald Trump are talking about, to always make it look like we're getting the worst end of the stick. But that's not always the case. So I'm saying, especially with the virus, when the real numbers come out, not the percentage, but when the numbers come out, you're going to find that so many more whites have died than blacks have died from this virus. Now, percentage-wise, more of us percentage-wise might have died, but not number-wise. That's a little game they be playing. And the virus, I'm not saying that it is or isn't, but just to put a thought out there, you have viruses that live in the ice for millions of years. And as the ice melt, the viruses are released. The first time we had a pandemic was when we get into the industrial age and they started putting all this pollution from the coal and everything into the atmosphere. We had a pandemic. It comes from the ice melt. That stuff, if you have another one, if they don't curtail this global warming thing, it's going to get worse and worse and worse because, like I said, there's viruses in that ice that's millions of years old. And Obama had stuff in place to protect us from all this stuff, and Trump took everything away. So now that the virus is hit, they're taking advantage of this situation with the people coming in from the borders. They're taking advantage of, Trump already put in 150 judges. So they're stacking the court with the judges so that they can maintain this white male dominant culture that they're going to push, you know? And you're absolutely right. There's an underlying thought process to all this and what's going on, you know, and we have to really listen carefully to what they're saying on the news and what's going on. Once again, if anybody have a comment or if they want to say anything, just press 1 on your mic and 1 on your dial on your phone, and that will let me know that you have your hand up and you want to say something, and I'll bring you in right away. You can make your comment, and because we. Hearing what you have to say might help somebody a little bit on. Okay? So now the next question on hand about this virus is, do you have enough cash on hand for 3 months? Because now you have to think about it. Nobody's depositing money in the bank. Everybody's spending, taking money out, but everybody got no job. So that means that there's a slow run on the bank. And you know what happens when you have a run on the bank. We function under the fiat currency. So that means that they only have 10% of your money in the bank to give you if there's a run on the bank. I went to buy something on Amazon today, and my card was blocked. So I'm going down to the bank tomorrow. The ATM machine is open. So I'm going down there every day and start taking money as much as I can out of the ATM machine every day until I get that account down to about $400 or $500. You know what I mean? Because if they block your card and you don't have cash, how are you going to eat? Now, you're saying, well, I can go to the ATM machine and get money. Well, somebody has to work to put the money in the ATM machine. And if nobody's working, those ATM machines are going to run out of cash, you know? You're going to the grocery store, you're paying with your card, but you can't pay with your card because your card is blocked. So without the cash, you can't even buy food. You can't buy anything, you know? So my suggestion is that start putting some cash aside to pay your Well, I don't know. Some of the stuff you can't even pay unless you're online, like my phone bill. I don't know how to pay the phone bill without using a debit card or some kind of card. But they do have other cards that's not connected to the bank. So it might be a good idea to go down to, if you can find one that's open, and get a credit card that's not connected to the bank or debit card, and put at least $300 or $400 in that sucker, or $400 in it, so that you'll have another type of card that you can use that the bank can't shut off. I'm assuming that the bank can't turn that credit card off. If you know anything more about the other credit cards other than the one connected to the bank, then let us know. But I'm assuming that when you have a credit card from one of those check cashing places, you get one of those cards and put money on that, I'm assuming that the bank won't cut those off, you know? So, but you can't, you won't be able to rely on. Go ahead.
Thank you for allowing me to interject. One of the things that's amazing is when you look at the banking structure, you mentioned the fiat currency. They're printing money by the trillions of dollars now, just printing out of the blue. That's not backed by anything. However, those who own the monetary system, the Wahlbergs, all those names we know historically that took over the system, the Treasury, they will receive, once this thing begins to recover, they will start all these loans that they give, SBA loans and grants and these funds that they're putting out there. The big winners will be those who own the monetary system. The World Banks, those who are putting the press to Treasury. The Treasury, all that's private money. It's not the government regulated that puts it out there and set the tone for it, but the Wahlbergs and and the others that usurped the system many years ago, those are the winners. So I'm a little concerned. I've been looking at this thing very closely about Bill and his other friends and the gentleman, the doctor that's with the president. I see them together and off time in meetings and. I'm saying, what's the tie here? And what did Bill Gates know back in 2008, 2015? How did he know all the details about this? And so I just think there needs to be an inquiry, crimes against humanity. I think it needs to be looked at. And the only way it wouldn't be is if there's somehow that this government and those members of the government are complicit in this thing. Because the government, listen, they're just throwing money away, printing it and giving it out. This has never happened before. Bankrupting the system, because you're already trillions of dollars in debt to other countries. And now you're going to pile on top of that more trillions with no way of paying it back. And I heard Pelosi say something about digital currency, the move to digital currency. I said, uh-oh. So what's the plan here? I know our military might is what has bolstered us over the years. Our military might. That's why people have, you had the attack in New York and that kind of thing. But we don't have the money to pay this debt. The country is just broke. They can start printing it, but it's not backed by anything, no gold or anything. It used to be at one time on the silver standard. So you're creating a permanent underclass. Permanent underclass now. The people are out of work. And so this scheme to say, well, this virus got to nobody go out, and so on and so forth, I get it, right? And it may be a proper thing to do. But it's also to mitigate the possibility of riots and that kind of thing. And I heard I'm hearing some talk about 5G and its effect on the body. And they knew it. So that's how it is.
I'm going to run this for a commercial right quick. I'll think about this in a minute. This is 4 o'clock. And I'll be back with you in a minute, okay? That was 86-88. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give a shout-out. Let us know that you have a comment or you want to say something. Remember, we're not here to debate. We just want to get everybody's opinion. And show you that this is an opinion. We're not here to debate. We just want to hear what you have to say. Okay? On Monday, we do a call. Tuesday, we do a virtual event. We do a politics. Thursday, we do economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we do religion. I like the training for church and Christ and a lot. Okay. We do not mention the name unless you want it, because you want us to. We only use the last name of the phone number if you have a company or group. We want to give a shout out about your business or business interests. You can do that. We want to ask anything for anybody to advertise on our show. We just want you to have some advertisement. Just call in and let us know. You can't call in every day. Business information will add into information. If you have a link from we release our first gospel CD. That's one of the songs you're hearing. It's from my CD. It's that Jesus is coming. 911 Jesus is coming. As the CD, the link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ. So the link is coming fast because it's like pretty fast commercial. So I'm going to skip a couple of things. So if you want to check us out, just go to CD Baby or YouTube and you can listen to our show, okay? Listen to my CD on the show. That's how we support ourselves, by you buying our CD and supporting us on YouTube and CD Baby, okay? And also, you have to check out my book, Divine Prescription 14, Life Has Come. For more information on the book, it's in written form and CD form. That's at TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5, okay? I'm also doing carry bars, so we're in the process of buying and selling gold. The same number if you want to interest in the carry bar situation, 215-758-1703, okay? And don't forget to visit my website, https://ElohimChristAlayim.com website, and you can go to my website and get some more information about who we are and what we're doing, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Hans Butler for his Black History book, The Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Legacy Information Show, hosted by Brother Mac and Son, that comes on every Saturday from 6 p.m. Eastern. We talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout out to Sister Kermit. She's on YouTube under the name Kermitra Levin. She has a spoken word, and the word she speaks is pretty good. I like it, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor and reader, and she comes on every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday from 10:30 p.m. The call in number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website at NikkiLoveWeMom.com. I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 in Philadelphia, UNLA-ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. We meet every week for more information or contact Mark P. at UNLA-267-822-2320 or Elohim at 215-758-1703. That's from 9 to 5. And that's from Monday to Friday from 9 to 7, okay? the AIA, they're offering to offer land to build in Africa. That's RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor made out for, just give them a call at 609-638-5828. I'd like to give a shout out to Safe More Electronics. You know, that you need some electrical work done, just give them a call. They're on call from 9 to 5. You can call. The calling number is 215-909-3353. I stick my chest out. That's one of my son's companies. We have a new listener. His security company. His number is 326-988-8638. He's looking for people to work in security. I don't know if he's looking right now with the coronavirus going on. But if you need a job, give him a call, and maybe he can hook you up after the virus is over. And we also have to give us a and Thomas Thornton. He helped build the harmony on some of my songs and stuff. And he has 6 CDs on the market. So if you want more information about him, call 267-259-4077. Okay. I'd also like to give a shout out to Taylor Posse Learning Academy, LLC, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Oh boy, Taylor Posse has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Your email address is Taylor Posse Learning Academy. @gmail.com. I stick my chest out again. That's one of my daughter's companies. So I like talking about my children, boy. They doing so well. I would also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. We need them at this time. That would be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-9355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these guys, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody really deserves to be sick. So just give them a call, and don't worry, be healthy, okay, now that that's over. I was supposed to start in a half hour, but we got to talking, and I didn't want to cut Bella off, so I just let it go for a minute while he was talking. So so now we're going to get back to the virus. Let's talk some more about this virus. Where we at? Okay, let's talk some more about this virus. Now, the next question up on the virus, you know, I asked you, did you have enough cash on hand for 3 months? That's a question you need to ask yourself. And because ATM machines, if nobody's working, somebody got to put money back into the ATM machines. Now, the next question we have, do you have enough food that do not need refrigeration? Okay, think about that. Because most of the stuff we have has to have some type of refrigerated unit to keep it from spoiling, you know. So now you need to stock up on some canned goods, some beans, some rice. I know beans and rice are binders, so we're talking about eat too much because of Greek and mucus. But you have to eat. And so you might want to get some lentils and some a few different types of grains, so that you can have something to eat if there's nothing in the house. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you go out and make a diet out of beans and rice, but just have something around that you can eat. Start buying some canned goods. I don't normally recommend canned goods because they're high in sodium, but you need food that's not perishable in case your refrigerator goes down, in case electric gets cut off. You know what I mean? What are you going to do if something happens? Now, nobody's working, so if something happens to the power plant and stuff, nobody's working down there. Electricity's out. What are you going to do? How are you going to eat? So you have to think about these things. Now, like I'm saying, if you have some thoughts on this, Brother Mac, your mic is open. You can jump in at any time. If you have any thoughts or anything about this, just press 1 on your mic, and that will let me know that you have a comment and you want something to say. And we'll open your mic and you can give us your opinion about what's going on and what we're talking about, okay? Even if it's negative, we'll take it. We ain't going to debate you about it, but we still like to hear what you have to say, okay? Now, here's one of the last things that might cost a little money. I don't know how much money you have. Can you buy a small generator that's solar powered? All right? Just enough to keep your refrigerator going, you know, without electricity. Because now I have a generator. I have a 10,000-watt generator. I have a generator big enough on the whole block, but it requires gas. Now, if things get really, really bad, you're not going to be able to get no gas. That's why I was able to get my generator so cheap, because they know that you're not going to be able to get gas if things go bad. And the only other option that you have is have something that's solar powered. And I'm saying this to you now. I don't know how much money you got out there. I don't know if you can afford it. But it would be a good idea to buy a little small generator that runs off of solar energy. Get some radios. Get some solar radios, okay? Order some solar lights, all right? Now, they also have places that you can order dry food that will last you for that will last for years. So, but you have to go on the internet and look for those liberty people, you know, the guys that are hoping the government fail. They got all kinds of stuff out there that you can get to survive on, you know. And if you go on the internet and look around, you'll be able to find them. I'm going to try to look up some of these names so that you can order some of the stuff from them so that you'll at least have it on hand, you know. And the food that they send you lasts for years. So even if you don't use it right now, it'll be around for a while. And if you still want to use it, you still can use it. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to just let it sit on a shelf for years. You can still use it if you want to, okay? and that's basically what I had to talk about as far as the virus is concerned. Now, we're going to go back over this just a little bit because the most important thing is you can't wash the virus off your hands, okay? Now, washing your hands helps good for bacterial infections, okay? You can wash that off your hands with a little sanitizer and stuff, but that coronavirus ain't going out like that. If you go outside, keep those gloves on, okay? Now, I have a little clothespin. When I take one glove off, I use my clothespin to take the other glove off. I still wash my hands, though. And then I'm in the house, I take my clothes off and wash them. If you can't have a wash them dry, you put them in a plastic bag for your clothes. Brother on 8638, he mentioned take a shower. There's nothing wrong with taking a shower when you come in the house. Schedule your outside activity so that you only go out, you only have to go out once every 10 or 11 days. Because it takes 10 or 11 days once you're infected for your immune system to start kicking in and fight the virus off. But now if you keep getting infected over and over and over, your immune system can't keep up with the reinfections. This is what's killing us. This is what they're not telling you. That's why they got you into the social distancing and all that. Put it in your mind that you have the virus, and everybody else got it too, right? This is what you need to do, because this is how careful you have to be with that virus out there, because it's rough out there. I mean, it's so gloomy. I mean, I just stuck my head out the door, and it was so gloomy inside. I didn't even want to go outside just to walk around or nothing, you know, because it's just, you can feel it in the air. It's depressing. You know, you can, what's going on out there, you know? So make sure that if you go outside, you have your gloves on. I'm recapping. If you go outside, you have your gloves on, okay? Wash your hands, but don't take the gloves off. Keep the gloves on. This way you won't infect other people, but you won't get it. As long as you got those gloves on, you got your little mask on, well, I can't say you won't get it. Unless you have a specialized mask. Now, what I don't know is the size of the molecule of the airborne virus and the oxygen molecule itself. If the airborne virus is smaller than the air molecule, there's nothing you can do. I don't care what you wear to stop it from getting into your lungs, because you have to breathe the air. I mean, that's a given. So what you do, once you go outside, don't go back outside or around nobody for at least 10 days. Plan your activity like that, and that will help keep you safe. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to talk about surviving the virus, what you need to do to keep yourself safe, how you can protect you and your family members from the virus. Now, there is a way. We still call it ablution. I don't know if those of you who have lived in a Muslim community where you can take water and you rinse your nose out inside and out, you know, and that will help rinse some of the air, some of the hair follicles in your nose out, that will help keep you a little safe as well. But every time you go outside, since in an airborne virus, consider yourself are getting reinfected if you're not infected already. Consider yourself getting reinfected. and give yourself a 10-day quarantine before you go back outside. That's just what help you survive that virus. Brother Mac, you got another comment? I hear you.
Brother Elohim, considering the guidelines that have been given us, if you wear your mask, you don't send particles from your nose and mouth across to somebody else, especially if you maintain the 6-foot distance between you and another person, so it's kind of a situation where you do the best you can and you hope for the best, but it's important to bolster your own immune system as best you can by drinking plenty of good clean water and eating good food and nourishing yourself so that your immune system can fight off whatever it encounters. But the reason for washing your hands, it is obvious, and you're right, partially anyway, when you point out that you should be washing your hands anyway to keep them to wash off any bacteria and dirt and grime that you pick up, because whatever you get on your hands, and then when you touch your face, especially your eyes, your nose, your mouth, is how you get it inside your body. And so hand washing is and always has been your first line of defense against infection, whether bacterial or viral. So if you combine washing your hands, wearing your gloves, wearing your mask, and maintaining a distance of 6 feet between you and anyone that you have to encounter outside, the chances are you give yourself the best chance of contracting the virus. But I have a question, and that is, have you heard any talk about the political aspect of this virus, and that it is a way of scaring the populations of the world into accepting
with 60 seconds left.
I'm sorry.
Let me respond.
Okay. Then we probably shouldn't. I turn it back over to you, brother.
Yeah. The underlying theme that I'm getting is that they're trying to run out of food and stuff, so that they can people start fighting and stuff over food and everything. Trump can declare martial law. Once he declares martial law, there's no vote for the presidency. He's president until martial law. So that's the underlying theme coming as far as what the Republicans trying to use to take advantage of the situation, you know, in reference to getting us in a situation where we have martial law. So it's kind of disturbing as to what's going on. But before we run out of time, we've got about 30 seconds left. This is Elohim, and this is the Elohim Speaks Radio Show. We have been trying to be on air every day, but my phone went down. Everything's been going crazy. So my intentions are to be here tomorrow. So look for a text from me. The calling number 516-453 9230. And with that, I'd like to close with the closing assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And with that, I will talk to you again tomorrow and thank those who called in and listened. And thank you, our brother Mac and 8638, for participating in our show. Much love.
Much love, my brother. Be well.